Hans and Baxter in the morning.
All right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
All right, so here we are. Today's Tuesday, July the 7th of 2020. It's National Chocolate Day.
Perfect. Let's celebrate.
No doubt. I started my morning with some chocolate chip cookie cake.
What?
Yeah, we had some from over the weekend. I bought one for the 4th of July.
I thought you're on a diet.
Uh-huh. But the diet starts at 10.
Oh, every day. Okay.
It's a new diet.
It doesn't count.
It's a new type of intermittent fasting where you're allowed to eat junk food until 10 o'clock.
I need to be on that diet.
So, yeah. But I bought that. You know, my wife sent me off to the store. We were going to grill some stuff on the 4th of July. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a celebratory cake for the 4th of July. Nothing says the 4th of July like a cookie cake. So, man, if there's any left, I'm going to eat it for breakfast.
It's good. Cookie cake really is good in the morning.
When I told Leslie on Sunday, I'm like, hey, we got to get rid of this before Monday comes, because if we start the diet, I will eat this every morning until it's gone.
So you have to get rid of it. So you must eat it. You can't just throw it away.
100%. So we'll celebrate chocolate today. We'll talk about your favorite chocolate. We'll talk about Willy Wonka. We might even sing the Willy Wonka songs.
Oh.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. How about that? I like for something to taste good, because it sure smells bad in here.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad. It hit me like a ton of bricks as soon as I opened the door.
Yeah, I thought it was Kelly's BO, but it's not.
Man, no, it's way more pungent.
Oh yeah, it's bad. So yeah. We told you at the start of the show yesterday, we walked in, it was Monday after holiday weekend, and evidently something in an air conditioner went wrong, and condensation built up and crept through the ceiling all the way through the ceiling of the studio and dropped the ceiling into the studio.
The thing is, there was a lot of water, and it's drying. And what happens when water dries?
Oh, it smells so bad. So that's what we're dealing with this morning. It's a Monday continued on a Tuesday. So welcome to July the 7th. Hopefully you guys aren't smelling what we're smelling this morning. You know what I'm saying? Because it's bad. It ain't good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1981. We're going back a minute. But the reason we're going back this far is because on this day in 1981, Barbara Mandrell had the number one song in country music.
I was country when country was uncool.
Aww. Wasn't she your first crush?
100%.
I was country when country was uncool.
She had a TV show in the 80s, right? With her sisters.
I was country, put my hat down to my boots.
Had a crush on her. I wanted to go see her in concert. She would have been my first. One of my favorite stories, and I've told this a million times over the course of like 20 years, but Barbara Mandrell was going to play in Dallas, and I wanted to go to the show, but I guess my grandparents didn't think I was old enough or whatever. Maybe it wasn't the right venue. So they said I had a phone call with Barbara Mandrell, and my grandfather called her, and I got to talk to Barbara Mandrell, who was my grandmother.
They call us country bumpkins for sticking to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose.
I was so dumb, I didn't realize that was my grandmother's voice
in
the other room.
I was country.
That's actually my grandfather.
Little known fact.
Barbara Mandrell, I was country when country wasn't cool, number one on this day in 1981.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Kanye West wants to be president in 2020. He made the announcement over the weekend. West 2020. Now, does he want to do that to split the vote? Does he really want to be the president? Is he trying this big publicity stunt to sell merchandise and an album? We don't know yet. But what we do know about Kanye is he's trademarked a new term, which I think is a pretty good one, actually, for him to trademark. West Day Ever. He's doing that for merchandise, having the West Day Ever.
It's actually kind of smart.
Yeah, pretty smart. We also have reports out that Kanye West's company in 2020, based on the pandemic, has received between $2 and $5 million in government money to keep the business alive.
Oh, let me guess. He's a small business. Okay.
Small business. They say between $2 and $5 million because he had to save jobs too. 160 jobs he had to save, so he got some government money for that. But again, Kanye West wants to be president in 2020.
Got you gossip on the Bella twins. So in the next few weeks, they will both give birth. Like, they are within a week of each other. So yeah. Nikki is expecting a baby boy with fiance Artem from Dancing with the Stars. And Brie is, I think, waiting until the baby's born for it to be a surprise. But they had a joint maternity shoot where the sisters can be seen posing next to each other as they showed off their bare baby bumps. But Nikki says that the pregnancy so far has been a great journey for her, and it's been really hard for her, but she's been trying to embrace the changes that have been happening with her body. Yep. And Brie said that, I find this interesting, Brie says that as her twin, she kept wondering if their bodies were going to change in the same way, you know? But she says that they have, and they've had the same cravings, the same symptoms. But back to the maternity shoot, very, very stunning. You can check out the Bella Twins maternity shoot. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Let's go back and quiz Kelly for a second. Mm-mm. Kelly, you mentioned Artem as being the boyfriend of Nikki Bella. Who did Nikki Bella date prior to dating Artem?
She dated John Cena.
You are correct.
Who also wore jean shorts.
You are correct. Kelly, Brie Bella is married to what WWE superstar?
DB. Daniel Batista. I can't remember. You've just been trying to get all your wrestling fans mad at me all day.
Daniel Batista.
I just knew it started with a B.
Give it another try.
No.
Daniel.
I said Cormier this morning, but that didn't work.
No, that doesn't start with a B.
I don't know.
Keep going.
Daniel. I don't know. I should have written it down.
Daniel Baker.
It is not Daniel Baker. See, I did know that.
I was going to see it. You're going to agree.
What
Daniel
is it?
Baxter.
No, it's not Daniel Baxter either, because I would have remembered that.
Daniel Bryce.
Nope.
Lee's brother.
I give up.
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, two first names.
Yeah. Okay. And what does Daniel Bryan say when he points at the sky? It's one word three times. Go for it.
Up, up, up. There's people screaming at me. They're planning my death right now. He's laughing, everyone, because I'm sweating. He knows that this makes me really uncomfortable when he asks me wrestling questions.
Short. It's short words. Daniel Bryan.
Sky, sky, sky.
Is it sky, sky, sky?
Falling, falling, falling.
Is it falling, falling, falling for the win?
Okay, what is it?
You go again. Because it's funny, you guessing. He's doing this, and the whole crowd's
doing this.
Raise
the roof. That's what you're doing. You're raising
the
roof.
No, he's pointing. Uh-oh. And it's one word three times.
I have no idea.
One more shot.
Sexy.
So how would that sound?
Sexy, sexy, sexy. I don't.
Why did you go into hefty, hefty, hefty? It's yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was easy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, I'll never forget that.
All right. Well, I hope I can forget.
I'll go do some research today, everyone.
I want to forget this entire segment happened.
Thank you, because you did it.
Because, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Brie Bella is married to Daniel Batista. Who says sexy, sexy, sexy on the way out.
Leave me alone. I gotta go.
That's my line. You can't use it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Time hop can be a lot of fun because you can go back and remember things and like, wow, I can't remember. I didn't remember I did that, or great memories of trips, travel, you know, things we did in the studio and all that. So I was going through there this morning, like I do every day, July the 7th, and it was 8 years ago on this day, so it was 2012. That we took Kai, who at this point was probably, I don't know, three and a half. We took him to Hooters for the first time.
Oh, so every kid should go to Hooters at three.
Well, you know, here's the deal. That place influenced and impacted my life so much that I wanted him to have the same experience.
I get it. Okay.
So I think the deal was my wife knew if we were going to go to the zoo in July... that there had to be something in it for me because we were going to die of heat.
Yeah. So beer and wings.
Yeah.
And fried pickles.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what they love. They love the fried pickles and the sauce and all that stuff. And I love the wings legitimately. And nobody believes it.
It's all about the wings.
The wings are the best wings I've ever had in my life. The first chicken wings I ever had were Hooters wings. So everything since then has been based on that first experience at Hooters, right? So if you like that taste and that's your first chicken wing, that's what you believe chicken wings are supposed to taste like.
See, I had a different experience. My Hooters experience was much later in life. And no, I didn't work there, Brandon.
No, I figured you didn't.
That's rude. Take it back.
No, so how old were you when you went for the first time?
Probably late 30s.
Really? You waited that long? Did you hate it? Tell
no,
the truth.
I didn't.
Did you hate the idea of it?
I liked the experience.
No, but did you hate it before you went?
No, I thought I hated it before I went. Because I think that women who have never been, they have this certain like picture in their head of how it's going to be. And most of the time, we probably come up with a horrible worst case scenario. Yeah. And it's never that. So it's just, yeah.
And a lot of the times what happens is the girls go in there and they're like, oh, yeah, they're not, you know, I might be cuter than that. It happens.
Although I just wish they would change the leg part.
What, the pantyhose?
Yes. Because I just feel like they should evolve a little bit.
It's iconic Hooters zone. It doesn't show cellulite.
I get it, but ugh.
But it hides the cellulite. That's why you wear them.
Well, that's great. Did you have a pair?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm wearing some right now. No, so my wife hated the idea of going, right?
Yeah.
So we finally convince her. We're in the Dallas Metroplex, which is where I'm from. And we go to my hometown, Plano, Texas, and there's a Hooters there. And we went there with my sister, and we went around the holidays, and we walked in. And like I had told her, it's like tank tops and shorts, not that big of a deal. And we walked in not realizing they were doing a Christmas Mrs. Claus theme.
You mean she didn't realize it? You already knew it because you probably had a Hooters calendar.
Would not have gone in there because, Kelly, it was much worse than the white tops and orange shorts.
So like
it was almost like they were wearing negligees, Santa Claus negligees.
Oh,
and
no.
We walk in and all of a sudden I'm going, oh, no, because I know immediately this isn't going
You're
well.
You're done.
So we get to the table and some cute girl, little Texas, probably a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, walks over and her Mrs. Claus teddy. Mm. And my wife looks at me and says, we're leaving. So my wife and son get up. My sister leaves and I'm just there by myself.
That's awkward.
Yeah, because now I'm like, oh, we got to go.
So how did you get her to ever go back?
I think taking me to the zoo in the middle of July. Because the zoo's hot in July, man. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
I mean, the animals, you see them sweating.
Yeah, they don't want to come out.
No.
But anyway, I've shared Kai's first Hooters experience. It's on my Instagram story if you would like to. Go and see that. It's actually cute. And he's got the long curly hair and he's so happy.
Yeah.
And he has no idea why he's happy other than the waitress was nice to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we took his picture with the waitress, which is how we embarrass our children even now.
Yes, correct.
Get a picture with her. Because it's weird if I get a picture with her. Hey, you mind if I get a picture
right.
with you? It's like you go, you know.
It's
and get
my
your...
son's birthday, but can I have a picture with you?
The birthday gimmick. My wrestling buddies would always tell them it was my birthday. And that the Hooters tradition is to get people and all the girls stand around the person and sing. Yeah, that's embarrassing when you're about 15.
We did that to one of my children.
It's terrible. But I got free ice cream, I think, or something like that.
Aw.
Anyway, the picture's up. Kai's first Hooters experience this day 8 years ago. Brandon on KFIN on my Instagram story. So we'll see if Hooters responds to me today. I'm a fan. Fan for life.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So when you're in a public place and you need to charge your phone or your laptop, you'll do whatever it takes to claim your spot for an outlet, right?
Oh, sure.
But maybe you shouldn't do this. A few days ago, two people got into an argument over a public power outlet in Denver, Colorado.
Ooh.
One guy was charging his phone at the outlet when someone else came up and said he wanted to use the outlet. Well, they wound up arguing. One thing led to another, and the guy who wanted the outlet pulled a knife and stabbed the guy who was charging his phone.
I mean, I get being in a hurry, but still.
Right. Well, he was rushed to the hospital and treated for serious stab wounds, and police are trying to track down the guy who stabbed him. They still haven't found him yet.
That's bad.
Well, speaking of people who need anger management therapy, A couple had been married for 25 years, and one day, the husband found a box in the attic with three knitted winter hats and $2,500.
Oh, wow.
He asked his wife, what it was for, and she responded, "Every time I got mad at you, I knitted a winter hat." So the husband was proud that in 25 years, he had only angered his wife three times.
Right.
"Okay," he said, "that explains the winter hats, but what about the $2,500? The wife smiled and said, "That's the money from all the winter hats I sold." And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I believe my mother-in-law is trying to do me in. And I'm like, "Oh, wow, your mom did this to me." And my wife is like, "I don't think she meant to."
What
and I'm like,
happened?
"No, Leslie, I believe she's trying to harm me." So the face mask deal, right? People are supposed to wear masks in public and all that stuff. And my mother-in-law has made multiple batches of masks.
That's really sweet of her.
Different colors, different fabrics and stuff like that. So I got a mask from my wife. We were going to go out and look for some sofa tables and stuff like that. So we all go in with our masks on, and I realize that I start to sweat profusely as I'm walking through the store. And yeah, the heat index is over 100, and it's like, oh, it's kind of miserable. But my wife and my son seem to be able to breathe just fine. Like, they're not sweating.
Okay.
And I'm over here. I even say to the guy who was helping us, I'm like, "Dude, I'm dying in here. It's hot in here." Because evidently, my mother-in-law has made multiple masks.
Yeah.
And the first batch she made, which were for me, are not breathable. Kelly.
What do you mean?
I could not get my breath. I'm in the store. It's 100 degrees. I have a hat on.
Do you have it on right?
Yeah, I have it on right. And it doesn't even fit my nose right.
Hang on.
Because my nose is too long, I guess.
You have on a hat.
A hat.
And a mask.
And a mask.
Please tell me you didn't have on your sunglasses, too.
And my sunglasses. No. And I didn't have time to change out of my jeans to put my shorts on, so I'm wearing jeans. And it's 103 heat index. And she has a mask that literally is suffocating me.
So basically,
I am suffocating in public.
So all of your hot breath is being trapped into your skin.
I took my temperature. I was 108. I think she's trying to do me in.
Maybe so.
Well, like, probably.
Leslie, could your wife breathe?
Oh, they could breathe fine.
Do you think maybe they gave you the one unbreathable
mask? The unbreathable mask. I think they were trying to put me out. They wanted me to not survive going out shopping. Let's go store after store. Because I'm like, "Leslie, we need to wear the masks. It's the right thing to do, and it's the right message we're sending by wearing them,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera." But man, it's hard to wear a mask when it's not breathable, when the fabric is basically a plastic bag. I told her, I said, "You might as well throw a tarp over my face."
She's so sweet, though, to make you a mask.
Here's a song about me walking through the store.
I am barely breathing, and I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm kidding, imagining you care.
Be careful with those masks.
I could stand here waiting, fool for another day. I don't suppose it's worth the price, it's worth the price that I would pay. Yeah, yeah.
If you're making those masks, make sure it's a material that is breathable. Don't make it where you can't get your breath. It's dangerous. So be careful out there. I really think she did it on purpose. What did I ever do to her? I thought I was like a son-in-law of the year.
Oh, my God.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, July the 7th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Todd Clark. From Wynn, who celebrates, Dina Decker of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Happy Zach Jestings of Jonesboro celebrates today. Luke Ferguson of Paragould. Happy birthday. Ricky Brandenburg. Try that again. Ricky Brandenburg of Bono. Happy birthday. Timothy Beard of Searcy celebrates. Sandy Copeland of Monette's. Penny Carter Johnson of Paragould has a birthday. Adam Cooper from Stuttgart is celebrating. Mario Gaither from DeWitt We have Marley Meyer from Stuttgart celebrating her birthday today. And how about Irene Proctor of Wynn, Arkansas?
Happy birthday, Aunt Irene.
She's celebrating today. Happy birthday from Leslie and the family. And, of course, Kelly, the person that nobody in the family wants to claim.
Wow. Yes.
If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Dylan Sprayberry is 22. That's Liam on Teen Wolf. Maddie Marlowe is 25. That's half of the country duo, Maddie and Tay.
Being the girl in the country song, how in the world did it go so wrong?
And they're back this year. If you knew how mad that makes me when that happens. Maddie and Tay's back this year with the big hit, Die from a Broken Heart.
How does he sleep at night? Mama, the nervous guy. To leave me so easy, am I gonna be all
happy birthday to Maddie Marlowe of Maddie and Tay, who's 25 today.
Ashton Irwin is 26 today. 5 Seconds of Summer.
Honey.
Ashton Irwin, 5 Seconds of Summer, celebrating.
Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is 27 today.
Oh, I like this song.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Oh, yeah, I do this all the time.
Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Doing dishes.
Give me, I'm worth it.
Oh, yeah, I'm worth it.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Allie Brooke, Fifth Harmony, 27 today.
Michelle Kwan, figure skater and Olympic silver medalist, is 40 today. Jim Gaffigan is 54 today. What do I want to say?
Hot Pockets.
Yep.
He's funny, man.
Hot Pockets.
If you want to watch a comedy show with your family.
He's really good.
He's really funny and it's all clean.
And he has like five kids and so much material to talk about.
It's funny. So happy birthday, Jim Gaffigan.
Ringo Starr is 80 today. You know him from the Beatles.
Yep.
Come together right now over me.
How about, I don't know, some Hey Jude, maybe?
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Ringo Starr, 80 years old today. It's his birthday. How about this one? If it's Ringo Starr's birthday and we're talking about the Beatles on a birthday.
Hey!
Come on now. And of course, more of the Beatles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
Ringo Starr of the Beatles, 80 years old today. Happy birthday.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, the tributes continue to pour in for Charlie Daniels. Country legend, icon, Hall of Famer. Charlie Daniels passed away at the age of 83. It was announced by his publicist yesterday morning. So, sad news, and the country world responded. And what you really get out of those responses is that so many people, number one, looked up to Charlie Daniels. They respected his work. But number two, it's just all these stories about how nice of a person he was, how he was a good man. And, you know, tributes from Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean. I mean, the list goes on and on, and we have those tributes posted on our blog if you want to go check it out today. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. But, of course, Charlie Daniels is known for probably his biggest hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals in cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Like, I heard that song so many times when I was young. I think that song was also featured in the Urban Cowboy movie in the soundtrack.
The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
It's nostalgic. Kai heard this. I don't think he'd ever heard it before. And he's like, damn. This song is so cool. Is this a new song? I'm like, nobody. This is cool from like late 70s, early 80s. Charlie Daniels, Hall of Famer. country icon. Tributes are up on the blog this morning. I love this part.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done."
Here we go.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't bite, no child knows.
So, that's one of the big songs from Charlie Daniels. He did Simple Man.
Well, the good book says it, so I know it's true. I'm for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you're going. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
When I was at wrestling 95, 96, I managed a guy named Tracy Smothers, and his entrance song, which I came out to hundreds of times, was this one.
And I ain't got no money.
Charlie
but
Daniels.
A damn sure got it made.
I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own.
Lots of great things, man.
If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
So Charlie Daniels has passed away at the age of 83. The tributes are on the blog this morning.
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood had to make the decision to postpone their live stream concert that was scheduled for tonight, and it's all because of a potential exposure within their team to COVID-19.
Wow.
So Garth and Trisha are okay and they're feeling well, but they didn't want to take any chances, and it's all out of an abundance of caution. So all of them are quarantining for 2 weeks. So that was supposed to happen tonight, and again, they're going to postpone that at a later date.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I got to talk to the girl just one more time.
Toy Garth's favorites to perform. Literally wasn't one of my favorite songs he did until I saw him live. And at that point, it changes the way you hear the song. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple more things on country music news. Brantley Gilbert made an appearance on PBS for their 4th of July special. He did his new song, Hard Days. This is a really good song. I'll give you the first verse and the chorus if you haven't heard it yet.
Would have never learned words to amazing grace. Never felt a chill of a pew when you lost faith. Blood, sweat, and tears wouldn't mean a thing if you didn't strike out a couple hundred times. Never put your fist in the air, didn't curse the sky. You wouldn't ever know to ask the good Lord why, or ever changed your life. If you never had hard days, if you never had a heartbreak, never had more than you could take, carried away. Life on your shoulders, would you feel like you earned it? Would you live with a purpose, ever known your own strength? Never had hard days.
Isn't that brooding? And it's a different style and a different sound to his voice in that song. That performance, Brantley Gilbert, Hard Days, it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today.
Billy Currington is also back with new music. The song is called Seaside. It's a great summer anthem. Here's what it sounds like.
I can see a seaside, running around with the rum runner, hair down, wearing nothing but the summer. I can see that sunshine, laying its tan on you. I can see the moonlight, like a spotlight down on you. So light, baby, that's the way I want you. Waist deep in the ocean, by soaking on that view.
You go through his library, tons of great music.
You can listen to the full song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
That's your country music news, which is powered by Orville's Men's Store. Guys, if you want to redesign your fashion, redesign your style, you can do that online right now. It's real simple. Shop them online all across the state at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We played a snippet of Billy Currington a second ago, right? And we talked about his new song, Seaside. And I said there's so many great Billy Currington songs. Do you care if I go through some real quick?
No.
Okay, so we have this one.
But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Know anybody that fits?
So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light.
So
like I'm
Billy Currington.
Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a
like his concert. David the Barrel Boy went. He said it's awesome.
It's a Friday night. It's a small town girl. Everything is right. And we rule the world.
Did you really go back to like?
We can get on him. Let's take a shot of you can step on him. Find a boat. We can dance on it. Slow.
How about this one?
Hey, girl. What's your name, girl?
Hey, girl?
I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame, girl, yeah, if I let you just
that
walk
was good.
On. That's how country boys roll.
Yeah, this one.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Yeah, how about this one? Billy Currington. You can check out his brand new song, Seaside. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so in case you missed the show yesterday morning, let me give you a heads up. I woke up on Saturday morning, told my wife I wanted to go out and buy something. I normally don't do that because she spends all of my money, but I decided to spend money on myself.
Leslie,
because
I'm not laughing with him.
I needed shorts, right? Because I have the same shorts. I have either like workout shorts, or I have cotton shorts.
Like some Adidas basketball shorts or something like that.
Yeah, or cotton comfortable wear around the house shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going out and it's 103, I feel like I need shorts, but like I don't feel like wearing the basketball style shorts everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't feel like wearing cotton shorts out like I'm going to bed when I'm out in public. So, and like I have a couple of those knitted pair, like I don't know if you call them khakis or what, but you know, like college guys wear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like to me, I don't know. I don't wear enough stuff to where that looks normal.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to look like me when I go out. And I told my wife and my son we were going to stop by a store and I was going to look at jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
So Leslie's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, no, yes, I am.
Because typically if a girl says, hey, I'm going to go get some jean shorts, you think of like some cute cutoffs. But
yeah.
If you talk to a man and he's like, hey, man, I'm going to go shop for some jean shorts. That, I don't know if that...
Right.
Sounds very trendy.
Now you're thinking they're going to be cuffed or they're going to be hemmed or something like that.
What I posted on my Instagram yesterday is kind of what's in my head of what you're going to look like.
No, that was dumb because those things, they're like the girls wear them now. I think I saw a cheek. A sneak peek of a cheek. Yeah, those shorts kind of short there.
They were.
Well, I'm saying and you see those around now. So I have my jean shorts on. Because I think I can make these jean shorts look okay. And my wife described it as because of my butt and my legs, I can make it work.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't
necessarily... you're a muscular guy. You've got like big quads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Big
I guess,
leg I muscles. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So,
you have
I can
a
fill
certain,
them out.
Yeah. You have a certain style you can wear.
Yeah. And I go skin tight. So they look better. All right, so may I reveal my jean shorts to you right now?
Let me stand up. So, all right, you're just going to stand up where you are?
I'm going to stand up. I have dropped the towel, and I'm going to stand. Don't giggle already.
Oh, okay.
And I need you to be honest.
I will.
Because a real friend is going to be honest. I'll tell you, let me give you what my wife said when I walked out. She's like,
you're stalling.
They're not bad. And Kai's like, Dad.
Okay, well.
Those look dumb.
If your wife is listening right now, she knows that I will probably react the same way she did. So I'm really nervous about
it. Okay, I need you to turn around.
What?
Just turn around.
Okay.
Okay, she's turned around.
Why?
Now I'm going to throw something at her.
No.
All right, I am standing up.
Okay.
All right, don't turn around yet. Again, I'm bringing jean shorts back. Jean shorts are cool again in 2020. All right, in three, can you see?
No.
In three, two, one. No,
hang on.
No, tell me they look good.
The thing is, you made me think that they were going to be like cutoffs. Like,
they're cut off.
No, but Brandon, you basically, you realize what you have on.
Yeah, but jean shorts.
Jorts. You have on jorts.
No, I don't. These
jeans
are jean
that are shorts. They call them jorts.
No, that's not. That's when they are not cool.
They call, back up a little bit.
I'm backed up.
Okay, so, all right, well, I see the bottoms of them are frayed a little bit, and I will let everyone know, they do go to the...
They're just over my knee.
The middle of his thigh.
Yeah. No, they're... No, 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 they're lower than that.
You almost said, yeah.
Well, because I was like, wait, where's the middle?
Okay, so...
What do you think? Can I pull
honestly,
it off? This style.
Honestly, I... Yes, I think you can pull it off.
Are you surprised by it?
A little bit, because I really
I'm coming over there.
I really thought it was going to be a little different.
Hang on. Over there.
But can we take... Why are you putting...
I'm putting my hat on.
Why?
What do you think now?
He's putting on... All right, so now he just walked over here, and for some reason, he put on his hat and his sunglasses. His hands are in his pockets, and he's looking up and posing. How about we take pictures?
You like that look?
Maybe not what you were just doing.
Well, no, I think it's a good look.
Maybe we should photo it.
If you're... Okay.
And we should let everyone make their own decision. Are you worried about you? You're a little nervous about that.
That does make me a little nervous. Because here's the deal. Anytime you're on the leading end of fashion or trends, initially it looks... Stop. Eventually, at the start of it, it looks like you're crazy.
Right,
and you're
right.
Like, I'm not sure. And then you see other people doing it and you get used to
seeing
it.
You know what's going to start happening.
What's that?
Your neighborhood, all of the men in your neighborhood are going to start walking out in jorts.
If I look like this and they think it looks good, they're going to sell it.
Because you know all their wives are being like, have you seen Brandon Baxter in his jorts?
Yeah.
Honey, please go get some jorts.
That's what I think is going to happen.
You are a brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador.
For jorts.
Not jorts, jean shorts, jean shorts. All so, right. You think we should do a little photo shoot?
Yes, for sure.
Here's what I ask. I ask for honest appraisal. I don't ask for you just to be mean, just to be funny, to get laughs.
That's funny because that's what I ask for.
For people to be mean.
To you.
Thank you. No, I need you to tell me, am I making this work? Can I rock jean shorts? Because I'm going to tell you, I didn't care if my wife and son both said no. I was taking them. Can I tell you what I did at the store?
You liked them that much?
Let me tell you, I like them so much. I haven't done this in years. Mm-mm. I'm up there checking out. And I have on my red... home pants. You know my...
The one time I saw you in the grocery store, and they're like cut-off sweatpants, right? And I was like, and you were embarrassed.
I was.
You were embarrassed that you saw me.
So I had those on in the store, and I said, hey, young lady.
Were you bouncing around like that? That's embarrassing.
Can I wear these out?
Did you point at her like that?
I said, can I wear them out?
My three-year-old used to want to do that when he was when he would get new shoes.
So she took the tags off. I went back to the dressing room, put the
Brandon.
Shorts on, and came out carrying my red home shorts.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, we'll do a photo shoot, and you guys can judge. But be nice and be honest.
He does get his feelings hurt, so
I
be
do,
nice.
I have feelings, and I do believe in 2020, I am cool again.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So this photo shoot's probably not it's not a good day for that because
why?
I don't know. I'm not feeling it. We tried a couple shots.
No, you're going to post some of the things that I took. I have it on my phone. So if I need to post it,
no,
I will.
No, because you won't edit anything. I just need filters and stuff like that.
Okay, well, then you need to post them before I do.
My jean short photo shoot. We'll continue. I want to take a couple new shots. I want to hit a couple different poses.
Maybe one, you keep on putting your hat and your sunglasses
yeah, like that.
Inside.
Right.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of a cool look. It's like I'm cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, if I wore a cowboy hat, I'd wear it inside. So,
yeah, of course.
Wear my sunglasses and my hat.
Mm-hmm.
My All big right. hat. So, anyway, we're going to have this photo shoot. You guys, again, be nice. Well, I do want to know if you like my jean shorts, but I don't want to know if you hate them. So I'll ban everybody.
Yeah, you're going to have to be nice if you don't like them.
I'm going to ban them from listening if they don't like them. That's what I'm going to
do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, jean shorts, I'm bringing it back. I'm a jean short brand ambassador, and mm-mm. I believe ladies are going to have their men wearing jean shorts as
I've
we move
actually
forward.
Already sent my husband to the store to get a pair of jorts.
I think he would look awesome in them. The deal is, maybe not everybody's going to look, fly in these like I do, like fly.
Yeah, you're using a lot of older words, I've noticed.
I did warn my wife. I said to her, I said, prepare to be embarrassed. And she said, why? And I said, my shorts. And she said, do people hate them?
Because she thinks people already are saying it.
So I posted those, again, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. So anyway, you can go and see what you think, see if you think it's a good look.
And I am also posting something.
But you're still laughing. That's what I hate about it.
I'm posting about what I'm about to post. Yep. Or I'm laughing about what I'm about to post.
Oh, you're going to do something mean?
No.
Don't do stuff mean. Because listen, I don't want you to lead people into thinking they should blast me for this.
Basically, it just says, which look is better, 1999 or 2020?
And
photo of you today in your jorts. And then there is a photo of you back in 1999 that I also posted yesterday. And I want people to pick which one they think is a better look.
I need you to delete the photo of me from 99.
I need
those
you
shorts
to know.
Fit me in 95 and didn't fit as well in 99.
Well, it's obvious from the picture.
It's obvious what?
Did you have to jump to get in them jeans?
Me and Beyonce. All right, it's Brandon on KFIN, Instagram and Twitter. Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook.
Kelly on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I feel like that you're having regretfulness about your decision to post pictures of your jorts.
Please call them jean shorts.
I'm just calling them what they are.
I don't want them to be called jorts because that sounds really not cool.
Is there anyone commenting yet?
Some people. Here's what I got. Let me read some. This is making me nervous. Every time I see a new comment come in, I get really nervous because I hate to admit this.
But everyone thinks it. What are you about to admit?
I still want people to like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, should be at a point in my life where I just don't care and I'm just going to be me. But I still want, like, this is a public job and I want people to like us and spend time with us and all that. Mm-hmm. And I never want to think, oh my gosh, he's past his prime. Oh my gosh, he's uncool. Mm-hmm. Because even as I get older, I still want to try to be me. But like, and when I said I'm going back to jean shorts, which I wore in the 90s, many of you thought, oh my gosh, she's not.
Yeah, like he's going back to the Daisy Duke cutoffs.
Yeah.
Which I actually, if anyone needs to see that, I just posted it on my stories. No. Kelly on KFIN.
See, that is stupid.
On.
You're
extremely
leading.
Smart.
You're leading
Hang on.
People.
You posted your pictures and you're telling me that I'm stupid. You're posting your leading picture. Your leading picture is you pointing at the camera. And why, Brandon, look at me. Why do you have on the hat and the sunglasses?
It's part of my look.
No. You think just because you get a new truck, you've got to go out and get jorts?
No, that's not
it. And a hat and sunglasses.
No, that's not even, that's so
what
stupid.
What is happening?
The thing is, in 43 years, I have never found a hat that fits my head right, and I finally found one that people think looks okay, so I am wearing it to death. I wear it in bed.
Wow.
I sleep in this hat.
Wow.
No, so let me read some of the comments so far. And basically, number one, I have bad eyesight, and I need to go to the eye doctor, so I might get these wrong. And number two, if they're mean, I will not read them.
But I will.
All right, let's go back, and this is from Kendall, who says, hey, I like those. I was expecting the worst. I'll tell my husband to get a matching pair.
Well.
I told you it was going to work. Zach says, Brandon, I'm a cargo short man just because I work on the farm, but I think you can pull the jorts off.
Love it. Pull the jorts off. See, everyone knows they're jorts.
That's not what I want them to be called, though. Oh, my wife has said something.
It's fine.
Can we pretend the last pick never happened?
Yeah, Leslie, if you're listening, that's what I told him not to do.
What?
And he felt as if he needed to prop his leg up on one of our chairs and put, Brandon, you're sticking your butt out.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I have a big
you're
butt.
You're really trying
no, that's
to
stupid.
Protrude your rear
protrude.
End.
Protrude.
Yes, and your chin is resting on your fist.
It's like a statue. They'll erect a statue of me. Oh,
you think
gosh.
So?
Some Facebook comments. Let's see what we have here. This is, Donna. Oh, my. I don't think it's the best look for you. Maybe try some khaki cargos.
Khakis.
She hates it. How about, this is Katie. This is not what I had in mind for some reason. I had the dad shorts with white socks and New Balance Dad 5000s.
My dad had all of that.
So here's what I'm thinking. I think that's kind of nice. I think she didn't say she hates it.
There you go. There's your vote.
Unlike Donna, who said, oh my, I don't think that's the best look.
Keep them coming, people.
Oh, I set myself up. Anyway, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter, Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. And dudes out there, if you buy these, your women are going to go crazy for you. Because every girl's crazy about a jean shorts man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, I made the announcement that I am a jean shorts guy, and I am bringing jean shorts back.
I love that you had to make an announcement.
I'm a guy who likes them. And I bought them, even though my wife was like, no, bad idea. Even though my son was like, no, not a good idea. But I believe the children are our future. No, that's not it. I believe I can pull them off. And maybe everybody who wears bad stuff thinks they can pull off what they're wearing. And maybe that's the case. But if I like them, isn't that what is important?
Of course. That's exactly what's important.
Would you like to go back through some of these comments so far? Because I get nervous every time I see that somebody's commented.
Yes. And I actually ask people if they would rather see you in the jean shorts you have on today or the jean shorts of yesterday.
Oh, sure.
And most of them are picking 2020.
Good.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see my booty quite like that. Want to go back through some of the ones we've heard already or just do new ones so far?
New ones if they're good.
All right. Let me go back and do a quick refresh. Instagram, Brandon on KFIN.
Especially if they're funny.
Let's see here. How about this is Morgan, who says they're not bad.
Okay.
So
well,
how about that? How about this is Latasha, who says not everyone can pull the jorts off, but you can.
Yes.
Diana, they're not bad. Eddie, the gritting teeth.
Mm. Oh, like he's trying to smile to be nice, but he's kind of like,
oh, this is another one. This is not a good one.
Then you must read this one.
Amanda, you should have listened to your wife and son.
That's funny. Okay.
Might hurt just a little bit, but I put them out there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Facebook, Brandon Baxter on the radio. Amy says they don't look bad at all, but there are cooler, as far as temperature, and probably more comfy solutions. But if you like them, that's all that matters. Paula Houghton says, not exactly horrible. Sean Anderson posts a meme.
What's the meme of?
Is that Zach Galifianakis in shorts?
It is, in jean shorts, and they're pulled up really high.
Jennifer Clay, where are the white New Balance shoes?
Oh!
Your
if
husband.
You don't know what that means, everyone, most men over the age of, I would say 60, have a pair of white New Balance shoes with the navy writing on it.
Can I tell you the one that gets me the most? Your husband.
Oh, no. What did he say?
Kelly's husband, Joey Perry. That's a no from me, bro. With the eyeglass one. The guy, like the professor look.
Wait, and he's talking about today's shorts?
That's a no from me, bro.
That's going to bother you the rest of the day, isn't it?
Because I think Joey's cool. Forget it now. I don't anymore.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we're going through some of the trending topics of the day today. Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a big topic because he is set to be the highest paid NFL player ever.
Really?
Yeah, like a 10-year contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's going to be worth between $450 million and $503 million over the course of 10 years. They believe it's the largest in sports history.
Wow.
Which is crazy, right? And they're thinking if he gets hurt and has to have his contract bought out, right, he still gets $140
million. Wow.
So this is rookie contract. They say in 3 years he's already earned $14 million. So imagine this is like the first 3 years. You don't even know how good he's going to be because you can take somebody who's really good in college and when they make the transition to the NFL, mm-hmm. it doesn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that.
Yep.
Mahomes is good, real good.
And he's like, what, 24 years old?
Yeah, and he rejuvenated the team and the excitement level in Kansas City and all of this. But that contract, that's crazy. When you think about some of the all-time greats,
right?
Even Tom Brady has mm-hmm. never made that kind of money. Peyton Manning hasn't made that kind of money. And then you have Dak Prescott from the Cowboys, who's their quarterback, who's going to be seeing numbers like that. And it's going to be like, man, America's team can pay me what Mahomes is making.
I bet his parents are happy.
Dude, his friend group is happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to go hang out with him. He's paying for everything. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're a fan of Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee, I don't know. We like that show. Mm-hmm. Kai loves that show.
Yeah.
If you missed it over the weekend, they shared a 4th of July fireworks spectacular. And it's fireworks, fireworks music, and pimples popping.
No, my brother will love this.
So just a heads up, it's on YouTube if you want to go check it out. 4th of July Pops and Fireworks Spectacular is the name of the deal. And it's Dr. Pimple Popper. And it's posted by the account Dr. Sandra Lee. And again, if you want to search it, 4th of July Pops and Fireworks Spectacular. It's fireworks and pimples popping.
Hmm.
So there you go. Trending stuff this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is July the 7th. It is National Chocolate Day. So I think we all know what we have to do today.
Eat chocolate.
We have to celebrate.
There's so many ways to celebrate too.
Yeah, what would you go if you wanted something chocolatey?
Ice cream, done.
Chocolate ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
By itself.
Not really by itself, but it would be something with have to do with ice cream.
Yeah, peanut butter chocolate. I talk about that all the time. My favorite ice cream ever,
Rocky
Baskin
Road.
Robbins. That's good, too. Mm-hmm. You ever do chocolate ice cream and Hershey's chocolate sauce on top?
Yes, when I was younger.
Yeah.
I had a lot of chocolate.
I had chocolate chip cookie cake for breakfast this morning, a little piece, because it was there, all the frosting. That's pretty good. If you're in line to buy a chocolate bar, what are you going to buy?
Typically, I'll probably go for a Heath bar.
They're good, mm-hmm. man. You know, I had 100 grand the other day. And I haven't had those. Like, to me, I thought they only made those around Halloween.
They're really good. It's like caramel with a Nestle Crunch surrounding
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Mm-hmm. Butterfinger's good, but they're so messy. Yeah. There's all kinds of new Reese's things, too. Like, there's this Reese's, that Reese's, mm-hmm. a fast break, and a take five. And
a lot.
All these different ones. You ever eat Junior Mints?
I have before, but it's just not something I go to.
It's like small peppermint patties, but a whole box of them.
Mm-hmm.
God, those are good to me, too.
Those are good.
Today is National Chocolate Day. Let's all celebrate.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The pandemic still in full force. People are wearing masks and quarantined and all this stuff. Social distancing. We're doing all that stuff. According to a new survey, 76% of people say they've gained weight since the quarantine began.
Ooh.
Some people have gained up to 16 pounds in the last little bit. So
wow.
Just a heads up. Now, there are some people who gained weight early and are starting to be like, okay, this is going to go for a while.
Right.
We can't eat like this forever. Let's see if we can make a change.
Yeah.
But don't feel bad if you've put on a few pounds, because it seems like a lot of people are.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you will hear the big reveal, the revelation of me in my new brand ambassador role for jean shorts.
Jorts is what we've liked to call them today.
No, not that. Again, there's some pretty funny comments. Some people think I'm able to pull these shorts off.
Yeah, even if you just go to the pictures for the comments, it's worth it. Oh, wait, did I just say that out loud?
There's a few people that weren't that nice. And some people that are being mean but being sweet about it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not really sure, mm-hmm. but you do you.
Right.
Well, I'm doing me.
Okay.
I do me every day.
All right.
And if you want to see me in my jean shorts and hear all about that big reveal, that's up on the podcast. It will be up on the podcast. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. We also talk about Patrick Mahomes and the ridiculous amount of money he's going to make from the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe my mother-in-law is trying to do me in.
Yep.
We talk about that on the show this morning. So a whole bunch. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have Wild and Out on VH1 with Naughty by Nature, the 11th season premiere of Counting on TLC, The Duggars in Quarantine, the series premiere of Dirty Jobs, Road Trip on Discovery, and the premiere of Primetime, What Would You Do on ABC.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.